Prime IV Delray Beach helps you feel better, look better, and perform better with IV vitamin therapy. Each of our IV drips is the equivalent of 2.5 gallons of hydration and a custom blended mix of vitamins designed to help you reach your health goals. The top complaints we address are more energy, better sleep, sports recovery, meaning less soreness when you work out, or a great boost to your immune system. Come in if you're feeling under the weather or to help stave off those nasty bugs if someone's in your house and brought them home. Use the code word SWEET, S-W-E-E-T, for 20% off any IV treatment now through the end of March 2024. Valid at the Delray Beach location only. Hi, everybody. It's Andrea Trout and
Carolina Rush
with Sweet and Spicy. Today, we have a very special guest on our podcast. It's Miss Janine Stella, who is our producer and for our podcast. So she's actually in studio with us and not outside the studio. Hi, Janine.
Well, hello. Thank you so much for having me, ladies. I am very excited to be here.
You're such a professional.
We kind of like surprised you with it. We thought you knew and then you didn't. So you're just jumping in. We appreciate it.
I am so stoked because I've never been so excited. Like, I'm awesome. So excited. Like,
what are you excited for?
I'm excited.
To be sitting next to me.
Well, that goes without saying because, I mean, you are spicy and all, and I just love spicy food and all that jazz. But I am very excited to partake in this lovely journey that both of you ladies have gone through yourselves, and I'm really excited to get all the info, learn the do's and don'ts of what I should prepare for, some of the things, and I'm sure I'll have you introduce what this thing actually is. But I love suspense, and I think teasing your audience is good because you are sweet and spicy.
I know.
So a little tease here and there won't hurt anyone.
All righty. So what we're talking about today is the very in-the-news peptide that's called semaglutide, or the brand names are Ozempic or Wegovy. And then there's another one that's tirzepatide, that has a brand name that is Mounjaro, or the new one for weight loss is called Zepbound. That was just approved by the FDA recently. Like Wegovy is for weight loss of semaglutide, Zepbound is for tirzepatide. The other two, Ozempic, which is what everybody calls it, is initially approved for diabetics. So what happened is when they were putting the diabetics on this, type 2 diabetics, all of a sudden they started losing weight. And guess what drug companies do when people lose weight? They're like, oh, we can rebrand this as a weight loss drug because what is one of the best selling drugs in the planet are weight loss drugs. If you can safely help people lose weight with a drug, I'm using that because that is what they have classified it as. It is a peptide. Peptides are, so you have amino acids. Amino acids are the building blocks of proteins. And there's a scientific like part that says if you're over a certain number of amino acids, it's a protein. If you're under a certain number of amino acids in a chain, it's a peptide. So they're naturally occurring. We have a bunch of different peptides in our bodies. That's what this is. So that's what we're talking about.
What exactly is a peptide then?
It's literally just a very specific string of amino acid chains. So like semaglutide, it's a amino acids in a specific chain that work on the body and how it works is it's a GLP-1. So it glucagon-like peptide. It slows down the digestive tract so you feel full. It works on the brain to help you have that sense of fullness and satisfaction, satiation with food. And like for me, I always was one that I call it food noise. So like you could be at a party and there's food on a table. And whether or not I'm eating it, it's still talking to me in my head. And this took that away completely. Like, I could be out anywhere, there's food, and I'm like, no. 100% no. You? That was your experience?
Yes. At the very beginning.
Mm-hmm.
I experienced the appetite suppression within hours. Within hours.
I'm so excited.
not everybody's like that, but mine was within hours. And one thing that it did affect me more so in the beginning, not so much now, a year later, was like I could typically drink a lot. I have a very high tolerance. So I could go out and I could have 8-9 beers in a night. And all of a sudden, I was ordering a drink, and it was taking me 3 hours to finish one drink, and I wouldn't even finish. I could, just couldn't. I lost the appetite for it. It wasn't sitting well. I'm like, ugh. So I would just get one to, like, feel social.
Mm-hmm. That makes sense.
But it was awesome. I was like, oh, I'm saving so much money on alcohol and not being hungover the next day.
Yeah. And for sure, in the beginning, I couldn't drink, and that's not true now, obviously. And fried food, couldn't touch it. Coffee, couldn't touch it at all. Like, literally, I went to a restaurant with my business partner because we had to talk about something for work, for business. And he ordered some fried artichoke hearts that I normally would have loved because fried food's terrible for you, but I still would eat it. Well, I was overweight, and so he ordered it because he knew I would eat it. And we were at a restaurant where they didn't have a lot of vegetarian options. And he's like, you're really not going to eat it? Because he knows me and I like food. And I was like, I literally cannot. I could not eat it. Like, I'm like, if I eat that, I'm going to be sick. And I didn't have that experience yet of eating food and being sick. I've had that along the way with semaglutide. But at that point, I hadn't had that. It just was to me, that's working in the brain. So it literally is a game changer for the people that have had that, like, whether you want to call it a food addiction or an eating disorder or whatever you want to call it, right? However, that's working in the brain where we've had these neural pathways that food has a connection with, it somehow disrupts that.
This is so cool and so amazing to me because this is like all the rage, right? All of my friends have done this, and I originally was like, I'm not going to do that. I really had hesitation in the beginning because mm-hmm. I'm not really sure. I had done other things in the past, like I had done HCG and I've done injectables before. So I'm like, it didn't bother me.
Completely different than HCG. Other than the injection.
Other than the injection.
Because I did it too, and I'll tell you the differences when you're done.
And I'm succumbing to it. I'm all in.
So I'm super curious because it is controversial. I've had other people tell me, like, I'm on it, don't tell anybody, which I never would, but they're like, don't tell me, my friends are super judgmental that I'm going on this. And you've seen on, like, social media and stuff, like, you don't need semaglutide, you just need to eat right, you just need to eat less, you just need to work out. Like, I have been a person that has worked out pretty much my whole life. Sure, I've had periods where I haven't. I know how to eat. Before semaglutide, I had lost 30 pounds. So literally from where I started at my heaviest to now, and it took years, I figured out today I'm 82 pounds lighter. So I'd lost about 30 pounds initially, and then with semaglutide, I'm down 50 pounds. So I had, and the 30 pounds was not necessarily hard, but it was a very stressful period in my life when I was taking care of my dad. I had changed states on the turn of a dime. So there were a lot of other things going on in my life. I was hiking. I wasn't drinking at all because of the situation with my dad. So, like, that was a very natural way. Like, I didn't even realize that I had dropped 30 pounds. And we were hiking a lot, which was great. But then I was kind of static again. And I had been working out and I'd been eating better and it still wasn't coming off, you know? So this just changed everything.
So what can I expect, ladies? Like, what is the do's and don'ts of what I should do, the supplements I should take, what can I expect to feel possibly? I mean, I know side effects are, it really depends on the person, right?
So, it does.
But what is your overall to-do list that I should know?
Go ahead.
Okay, so I have been very successful on it. I've been on it for a year. I've lost close to 50 pounds.
That's amazing.
In the year, and I lost 15 prior to going on to it. But I would not have lost that much weight doing what I was doing before. I had tried. I used to be super fit, and then a bunch of things happened about 4 or 5 years ago, and I gained like 60 pounds overnight, basically. So I struggled for the last few years to get that off, doing Weight Watchers and doing keto and eating right and working out, and it just wasn't happening. And I'm somebody that knows how to lose weight and how to get in shape, and it wasn't happening this time. So I had seen Andrea over the course of a few months, and I'm like, God, what? Why is she? And I'm. She thought she had told me about it.
I know, I really did.
And I'm like, What are you doing? You've lost so much weight. She's like, oh, I'm doing. I'm like, okay, and you didn't tell me. She's like, oh, I thought I told you.
I was like, are you kidding me?
So within 3 weeks, I was on it. And
that's kind of like what how I saw. I saw a picture before and after. And I had no idea she had ever struggled with weight. And I was like, check, please. I will definitely start right. this ASAP. Right.
So again, it was very successful. I've lost close to 50 pounds in a year. I was lucky in the sense that I know a lot of people that have been on it and they've had terrible side effects, throwing up, diarrhea, headaches, all of that. The main thing that I struggled with, which was huge for me, was hardcore fatigue. Mm-hmm. And when I say that, like it was hard to get out of bed in the morning. I had zero energy to work out. I would go to bed at 7 o'clock at night. And unfortunately for me, that led to a feeling of I'm down, like this isn't who I am. And I did get a little depressed. So I ended up getting on antidepressants to kind of fix that part of it. I don't think that that's very common, but that's something I've struggled with in the past. So I think that this kind of didn't help. However, I'm past that. But one thing I would tell you is my biggest advice would be work out from the very beginning. I did not do that.
Weights. Work out with weights.
Whatever.
Body weight.
To keep your muscle because I did not work out because of the fatigue. I ended up losing every ounce of muscle that I had. And now I'm dealing with a whole nother problem with being flabby. And so now I'm back in the gym to try to build back the muscle, which is actually probably even harder than losing the weight was. So that's one big thing. One thing I would suggest, drink tons of water, get lots of sleep, eat right. Another thing I noticed when I first started was I was losing weight so easily, eating the way I was eating, whatever I wanted to eat, that I was like, oh, this is awesome. But now in retrospect, I'm like, man, if I had just eaten completely clean, I would have probably been 20 pounds lighter if I had done that.
And kept more muscle too.
Exactly. And the one thing that I will say, and this is extremely embarrassing to say live, I did have a situation. I've never told Andrea about this. I've never told anybody about this. When you first start, be very careful what you eat. Mm-hmm. Until you realize what you can handle and what you can't. Because I at the very, very beginning, I went to a restaurant. I had chips and queso. And I ended up having an accident.
Yeah. It's common.
In the restaurant. Yeah. Luckily, I actually had black leggings on, and thankfully I had a sweatshirt to put around my waist, and it was not pretty. It was horrifying. Luckily, we were done, and I was able to fly out of there, but you do not want that to happen to you. So, and it was literally like I just stood up to go, I don't know, to the bathroom or to move chairs or something, and that happened. I had no idea. So you have to be super careful. Super careful. Yeah. You know, don't wear white. maybe put a change of clothes in your car just in case.
That's a good tip. So it's
It's actually really funny because I'm in a lot of groups for semaglutide or tirzepatide.
Oh, and do that. Get in a group on Facebook. I'm in one of those.
But they actually talk about it. Like, they're like, well, I joined the Shit My Pants Club. Like, and the of course, because it's online, so people can be, like, more free with it and stuff. Like, because it is embarrassing. Like, we've all had moments where we've had super embarrassing things where you've wet your pants or pooped your pants, whatever. It just literally happens. But some of the people in those groups are so hilarious. They're like, welcome to the club, you know, like, no party shame. Of 2000, you know, like, because it's very common on this. You just don't know what's going to cause it.
It's not an all the time thing. No. It's like a one time thing that happens out of the blue. So just be really, I wouldn't eat greasy. I wouldn't eat fried.
So 100% when I would get nauseous, because that was not my side effect, it was high fat. For sure. Sometimes, like, if I try, like, literally, I really in the beginning couldn't drink coffee at all. But if I tried, that would make me feel off and I would just end up throwing it away. But the high fat and then anything that was high fat, high carb, I think that's when the body really is having a hard time. Because you've got corn chips, they're cooked in oil, so high fat, high carb, and you've got queso adding more fat. So the body's like, and because how this works is it's trying to keep your blood sugar level. And it does. It's very good at keeping blood glucose level. And blood glucose right now in the scientific world is key to longevity, to youthfulness, to health. Like, they're saying that that is so important to keep it low, because normally what we've done with our very bad, sad diets, the standard American diet, we spike our blood sugar, insulin, it comes right down. We get hungry, we spike our blood sugar, and it's this roller coaster. So if you can keep your blood sugar steady, and what you do that through is higher protein, lower, like, good carbs that don't spike it. So vegetables are very good. Fiber is super important. From a clinical perspective, what I would say is water, 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 because you're slowing the digestion down in your tract. So I think the body just starts to, like, pull it all into that intestinal tract to move it through, and you just need more water than normal.
Do you like watermelon?
Flavor?
No. The actual watermelon.
Oh, the fruit.
The only fruit I will not eat.
Okay, so you know what's funny? Watermelon.
So, but I like Bubblicious gum, watermelon flavor.
That's funny.
So that it might not happen to you, but for some reason,
because you wanted water.
I mean, I like watermelon, but for some reason, I couldn't get enough of it, and I all day long I was eating watermelon, and I'm like, what the hell is wrong with me? And then I went on to the group, and all these other women were saying the same thing, and I asked, what the hell is with the watermelon? Because I can't stop eating it, and all these women are saying the same thing. And she's like, it's because you're wanting the water.
And it tastes good, right? It's cold. And I also think there's an element of you actually, like, carbs are not the enemy on this, because it is keeping your blood sugar down. So your body's probably trying, like, because our brain loves carbs. It's the number one, the body's favorite source for fuel is carbs. Sugar is how our body energizes itself. What we've tried to do is trick it, like with keto, into using fat. It's a backup source. It's not the brain likes fat, but the body is not, it's not its favorite fuel, right? So with keto, we're trying to trick it into using the fat, because what we want to do is burn up the fat stores, right? So that's like the theory of keto, is that now you're not giving it its favorite fuel, which is carbs. So now you're keeping that blood sugar down. The body's like, oh, I could use a little extra energy. So watermelon has carbs. I think if you eat it, it could spike it. But the fact that this is suppressing it, it didn't. Like, I ate it a lot, and it never made me nauseous or sick or anything. Yeah,
it made me feel better.
I know, you just want it.
Maybe I'll just start eating water. It's not that I don't. It's weird. It's the consistency of it, but I like the taste of it.
Mm.
Like, my hubby, he makes these watermelon shakes.
Yeah.
He used to make them for his kids, like a slushy.
Yeah.
And just put it in a blender with, like, some ice and water, and it was like a watermelon slushy type thing, and it's actually pretty good.
Just do a little fiber with it so that it, because when you're blending it, it's, you're breaking down the fiber, so it'll move through a little more.
They have watermelon high noons.
I would go for that.
I don't think that's the same.
I would go
skinny
for that.
Margarita. Have you had a skinny margarita?
I have.
Okay, so that was my, she turned me on to that, and that became my go-to drink. amazing. I would have one because it took me 3 hours to drink it. And it tasted great. I didn't feel guilty because I was a beer drinker before that. And, you know, beer makes you feel full and blah. Mm-hmm. And it took that craving away. I don't think I've had a beer since I started, unless they maybe one or two here and there. So you're gonna drink a lot less. You're gonna drink lighter. You might not even drink at all. So there are some benefits.
Yeah. And then also, ladies, what would you recommend that I supplement as far as vitamins go ahead of time? Like, I'll order them tonight because figure if I start on Monday, I want to make sure everything I have it. I'll overnight it from Amazon. I'll do whatever I got to do, but I will do everything that you tell me.
So my number one side effect was constipation.
Like magnesium.
Severe. Mm. I mean, literally, I was dating a nurse in California at the time we were on a road trip, and he was like, this is fucking ridiculous. Because he's a nurse. He knows. He finally just went and bought me, like, a saline enema. Because I was like, I was miserable. And that's not really been a problem for me. Like, I actually had a client tell me that, like, his wife has been dealing with that before she started semaglutide. And I'm like, I will not start her on semaglutide. Like, I would have the conversation with the provider and say, do not start her on this because she will just be so miserable when she's already dealing with it. Like, forget it. You've got to fix that first. So magnesium, but I say MAGO7 because that specifically is for constipation. It's literally called MAGO7. I just blanked on magnesium oxide is what it is. And magnesium oxide helps get rid of constipation.
Can you order that on Amazon?
That yes. Immediately. Yeah. That's your number one. And I had the same issues. And I take magnesium on a regular basis. And it got to the point where if I ran out, the next day I was constipated. And I would be constipated until I got my next bottle in, whether it was 3, 5, 7 days later. And then I would be okay again. But it's a horrible feeling. So make sure you have it all the time.
And what brand of MAGO7?
If you look up MAGO7, you'll know. It's the number one brand on Amazon. It's a great brand. I can show you later. Perfect. And we can put the show in the show notes, the brand and link to Amazon. We don't have affiliate links.
Perfect.
So that's one. And then I would say B12 shots. I was taking a different pharmaceutical, like from the compound pharmacy that we get it from in the beginning. And mine had cyanocobalamin in it, which is a specific form of B12. And that, like Carolina, I would take the shot, and the next day, I would be wrecked, like fatigue, like hit by a Mack truck. And especially in the beginning, I would take my shot, and the next day, I would just be like, what is wrong with me? Like, no energy. And I was working out the whole time I worked out. And I did power through, but man, there were times it was rough. So I definitely say B12, and you want methylcobalamin. So we have shots of that at Prime IV. But you can certainly get the B12 methylcobalamin spray under the tongue, like a sublingual, because then it doesn't have to go through the digestive tract. And that's why supplements are hard, because if they have to go through the digestive tract, we're losing what's in there, right? So that's one. Those are probably the two main ones. Fiber, if I would get fiber again, because that helps with the constipation. And then minerals. So like, I have Alimentia Prime IV. We use that. It's a salt powder with electrolytes in it. But there's other ones you can get. Real salt. You can just buy real salt. That's a brand of salt that is a true salt with the minerals actually in it. You can just put a couple of those on your tongue before you drink water. Really, everybody needs to be doing that unless your doctor's told you of salt, of course. And I'm not a doctor. That's my disclaimer. But we need the minerals. And it helps so much for energy. It helps so much for sleep. It helps so much for keeping food moving through the system, multiple things. And we're depleted. Our water's stripped of them because we don't. It used to run over the rocks, right? We talked about this with Nancy, I think. Yeah. So.
And one thing also, I don't remember the name of it, but do you drink lots of water?
If I'm told to, I will. But on a normal basis, not as much. But if I'm like dieting or if I'm on a program, then I'll definitely
100%. Up. You're gonna want to drink a shit ton of water. But when I was having issues with energy, the B shot 12s actually did not do anything for me. So she turned me on to these drops that they have that you put in the water,
Peer inventions.
Game changer. Like, immediately. And so
that's
I used
electrolytes.
Them. So it was the electric.
So they're B12 electrolytes?
There's not B12 in those. They're electrolytes. So potassium, chloride. I'm trying to think of
and
all
they're what's flavors. In there. She's got a few different flavors.
Yeah. And coconut, you sell them at Prime IV?
We do. Coconut, lemon, lime, watermelon are the three main. And then we have one that's a pure beauty, more targeted at beauty. And that's blueberry lemon.
Lemon lime is
oh, that's
the best
what
one.
I tasted when I went in that water. Yeah. It was really good. The lemon yes. lime one was
that's
really good.
Favorite, that's yeah. my favorite. That's my favorite. But they're all good. As long as you like coconut or watermelon, they're all good. Like watermelon
tastes.
So get
a bottle of that like and start using that immediately.
Everybody says a watermelon tastes like a Jolly Rancher.
You know, it's funny because I don't like any other flavor watermelon.
Oh.
Of anything.
Yeah.
Just like coffee. I love coffee, but do not give me coffee candy or coffee ice cream or anything like that.
Coffee
no,
ice cream
it.
Is the bomb. That's how I feel about watermelon. I'll eat watermelon Jolly Rancher, watermelon bubble gum,
but not the actual watermelon fruit.
No, I'm like, ew, you want me to eat what? Like, it's so weird.
You'll like the watermelon flavor because it tastes just like a Jolly Rancher in the
Yummy.
Drops. Yeah, the Pure Invention drops. So those, and then the thing is like how to eat is high protein, medium to low fat. It's not the easiest, like very much paleo. So if you, and what I think of as paleo is almost like Mediterranean.
Mm-hmm.
So lean protein, lean, like fish are good. I think anything that's an omega-3 fatty acid, which I suspect we all need more of anyway, but you want it from a clean source, so wild caught. I know we've got a great fish market here. They catch a lot of local stuff. I would go there and ask them what they have that's omega-3. But protein, I know. Did you eat a lot of chicken?
I did.
Yeah.
I always eat a lot of chicken.
See, and I don't eat meat. So what I eat is like I have a very clean chicken substitute that is from a pea protein, but it's such a clean, like most of the meat alternatives in the vegetarian world are garbage. They have so much processed crap in them. So this one's called Abbott's Chicken, and it's just recently I found it and I love it. It's so good. I was eating vegan for a while. I'm not anymore, but I have been living on cottage cheese because you can, it's pretty high protein for low fat
eggs,
and it's delicious.
Avocado.
I do eat eggs.
You can have quinoa.
Yep.
Sweet potato.
Millet is really good if you want another grain.
What about like oatmeal?
Oh, I would do a little bit, like a smaller amount, and get some more protein in there. Like probably do it with some protein powder, like a really high quality protein powder. Some chia seeds in there would be great because those are good, like fiber. Any sort of nuts and seeds in small amounts because they are high fat, but they have some protein too and fiber. And they give a lot of minerals and vitamins. So nuts and seeds are very good. And they do have protein, so that's important.
And then also one thing to really consider, which may or may not happen to you, it did happen to me, was it might be so strong that you don't feel like you can eat.
Yes.
And you do not want to not eat.
Correct.
You have to eat at least your three meals a day. Even if you have to force yourself, but because there were times where I was like, oh my God, I cannot put any food in my mouth or I'm going to get sick. But that's not the right thing to do. So even if it's something small, make sure you eat on a regular basis, even if you have to force yourself.
Does that go away? Like you have to up your dosage after a certain point? Like how does that work?
Yeah, so you have to start small because it does have the side effects. Like, because if they just jump to the max dose, people can get very sick. Like, people have ended in the hospital because they went high. They miscalculated because there's some math involved or something. So they did too much. Like, they've ended up in the hospital because your blood sugar can tank. So actually, when you come in to pick up your prescription and get it, if they're going to give you your first shot at Prime IV, they will blood test you to make sure your blood sugar is already not too low because it drops your blood sugar. Okay,
so don't
your
you
blood
have
glucose.
To fast or something?
Like you should be fasted. Yes, the day you pick it up, you need to be fasted because it's fasting blood glucose, right? Because food affects it. So, for sure. And then, what were you talking about? I just lost it.
Eating. Make sure you eat.
Yeah. So what I would say is, to me, it's not so much the frequency in a day; it's the minimum calories. So somebody told me, and I'm not the expert on this because I asked, I'm like, man, I really am just not eating. What is the minimum I have to eat. And he said, 800 to 1,000 should be your absolute floor because otherwise you're wrecking the metabolism. And we want to keep that metabolism raised. And, you know, there's a lot of people out there that do intermittent fasting. Like, they eat one meal a day. Like, that's a thing. And they're fine. Their metabolisms are fine. So there's a lot of, like, conversation in the scientific world around this right now. But that, I think if you're just, because like the HCG diet, you were at 500 calories a day. I was going to say,
do not do that.
It wrecked people.
You don't need to do that.
Yeah, I did not do well with that.
So I did phenomenal with it. But I was literally at 500 or less, and I lost a shit ton of hair. Speaking of that, I'm going to tell you something about that too. So don't think it's like that. I have been eating 1,500 to 2,000 calories a day, and I still lost 50 pounds in a year, almost. So it's not calorie. You don't need to do that to yourself because you're used to that. You know, you did it, and I did it, and all that. So you don't have to do that. But also, the other thing I was going to say was, I lost my train of thought. What was I pointing to before?
Hair loss.
Okay. So there's a lot of people in the group that said they lost a lot of hair, and that freaked me out. So I immediately started taking a collagen and biotin pill combined. And if anything, my hair has grown more. So it's gotten thicker. It's grown more since I started it. So you definitely want that from the beginning. Otherwise, that could happen to you. So that's something else you should add to your list. Interesting.
And I actually think minerals are very related to that, too. I know I harp on minerals, but I just think we're so freaking deficient in minerals. And at 500 calories a day, you're getting nothing. So minerals, like that's what we're saying, the LMNT or another mineral supplement will really help with that, too. And B5 helps with hair. So, and biotin, of course, everybody is aware of that one. And it's very common that that's a side effect from weight loss in general, especially rapid weight loss like this seems to do. And there was something else I was going to say too about it. Why are you whispering?
Before, I don't know. Before I forget to say this, if you eat right, you work out, you take your vitamins, from day one, you're going to look like a knockout at the end of the day when this is all over.
As long as I work out from day one.
As long as you do all of it.
Right? The weight. Well, all that. Yeah, all of it.
So here's the thing. You look like a knockout. Oh, you are a knockout. You're going to feel more like yourself inside, right? Because for me at least, and maybe this isn't true for everybody, I never felt like me at the weight I was at. Like I knew I was inside as a very different person. Right. So what I really was grateful for with me is I had started doing the weightlifting beforehand. And I've like I said, I've weightlifted on and off since my 20s and really since high school because we weightlifted in high school. And I was always bigger. I'm the smallest I've been as an adult in my life at this point. I weigh less now than I did in high school. My body fat is less now than it was in high school, or maybe close. I don't 100% remember, but I was always one of the bigger girls, right? And so that is just more a matter in my mind of like with the working out, what's so important is muscle is anti-aging. Muscle is longevity, you know? And I still feel flabby. We've talked about this. Like we both feel flabby because you lose 50 pounds, your skin just is loose, right? The difference is, I think, with me being able to work out is I have tracked my percentage of body fat. Like, I do an in-body, it's called an in-body test. You can get scales that do it that are close enough that give you a body fat percentage. The 99%, 90, probably 95 or more of what I've lost is fat, which is incredible. And I've kept muscle. I've lost a couple pounds of muscle, but I have those tests to show me that what I've kept. And that to me at 47 is fucking exciting because the older you get, we talked about menopause. We're going to talk about it again in the future. It's so much harder to lose the weight. It's so much harder to put on the muscle. But what we're showing now in science is it's possible because it used to be you went to a doctor in your 60s and they're like, well, you can't put on muscle in your 60s. It's bullshit. We're showing it's 100% possible now. Like the best time for anybody to do that is now. If they're in their 20s or 30s, do the weightlifting. It's weightlifting, minimum of 3 times a week. zone two, you can look it up online, cardio at least a couple times a week. And at a minimum, your cardio is walking at a fast enough clip where you're not like strolling. Like those things will change your life. Weight, body weight exercises or weightlifting and walking 30 minutes several times a week. Even if somebody wasn't on semaglutide, those things will change their life.
And
with you cannot out train a bad diet. Mm-hmm, cannot.
I think a good point to make with that also is if you don't have a scale that shows you the body fat and all that, highly recommend you get that.
That's a good point because I only have like the old school one. You don't step do
that.
On it.
Order one tonight, get it overnighted, have it day one so that you could see the progress. Mm, you could see how much fat you're losing, how much muscle you're building. And you also have to remember, because this will happen, and I know this from the group and from my experience, I don't get my period, but from the group I've learned, you know, you fluctuate, you retain water, it's going to go up and down. Don't let that distract, you know, don't let it discourage you. But also if you're building muscle, you have to remember if you see the scale go up a pound, it's okay because you're working out. Your body is still shrinking, even though you're getting, that's exactly what you want.
Mm-hmm.
And for me, that messes with me psychologically. And that's one of the reasons probably why I think subconsciously I didn't work out, because I knew that was going to happen and I did not want to see the scale go up. And I was like, I want to lose all my weight first and then I'll work out. Not the way to do it.
And you and I were talking about this before, because when you said like 4 or 5 years ago, you were at your best shape ever.
Yeah.
And your weight was a little higher, but you were smaller.
Yeah.
Because muscle's smaller, but weighs more. It's more dense.
Mm-hmm. And I'll show you a couple of pictures. I weighed 169-ish pounds. And whenever I show the picture to anybody, they think I'm like 130.
Yeah.
Because I was solid, lean.
Yeah.
And I was working out like crazy, and it was all muscle, and yeah, so that's it.
And muscle is what we want to create, muscle. And so I know what I was going to tell you. So another supplement that I used, because again, I'm vegetarian, so protein's challenging. It's an amino acid powder called Perfect Aminos, and I do 3 scoops in the morning before I go every morning, whether I'm working out or not, but definitely before I work out, and I do 2 scoops at night. So it's a little bit... like people have a hard time grasping this, but it's the equivalent of eating, those 5 scoops are the equivalent of eating 150 grams of protein, okay? So it's how much the body can absorb, because this amino acid powder is 99% absorbable.
How do you consume it?
I put it in water, blend it with a little whisk and a little electric battery-powered whisk and just shoot it. It's not the most pleasant tasting thing on the planet. If somebody really hates it, they do have pills. But 1 scoop is 5 pills. So to do that, I would have to take 25 pills, and I'm not doing that. I would way rather drink the powder. Other people, like at my gym, they are way prefer the pills. So it's a total personal preference. But I'm obsessed with it because, again—
and it feels like you're eating. Well, you're filling up because you're mixing it with something.
Yeah, water.
Water, but yeah.
The nice thing is if you're fasting, it will not break a fast. A scoop is 4 calories, so— that again is, you know, 20 calories a day. So it's not calorically dense. It's just giving the body the amino acids to go build protein, which is muscle in the body, right? The body has to convert most things to how it needs to use it. We're getting the raw crude oil and converting it to the gasoline in the body. That's what this is. The perfect aminos are the raw crude oil, and it's turning it into that gasoline to go. I lifted out, I went to Lift Lounge this morning and did my workout, and it's insanely challenging. He can just make it harder every time. And you can see the changes. Like, even from a year ago when I lost 30 pounds and I'm still only down 20 pounds, my body is significantly different because I'm building muscle, building muscle, building muscle.
You look completely different.
Yeah.
You look 30 pounds lighter than in your after picture.
Right. And that was, I'm 20 pounds lighter, but I look different because I'm building muscle.
You look, you look beautiful in any way.
Sure.
But
I appreciate that.
You really did. But you look glowing now.
Right.
It's like you're glowing. Your skin is glowing.
Totally. I love it.
You're like
glowing.
And not
only that, but her, so I don't remember you physically back then like that when I see pictures.
Yeah.
But I do remember your confidence.
Yeah.
It's a whole other person.
It is.
So much more confident. So
come at me, boys.
Little things like when she first started and at the chamber, and we were picking like the leadership team for the ambassadors, and she was like super quiet and didn't know if she wanted to be. And she's like, I do not want to be chair.
But that was for other reasons too.
But I think now she's like, I'll go over it. I'll talk about this and I'll go. And, you know, she addresses the group. And she told me when, you know, earlier this year, she's like, oh, I would be chair. And
yeah, it's a good thing. With the group. I agree. It's a combo for sure. I'm way more confident. There's zero doubt of that.
You're hanging out with everybody. You're going out all the time.
There's a lot of reasons for that, but yes, it's all true.
But that helps. That contributes big
absolutely.
Time.
Absolutely. And probably the most.
Yeah.
Yes.
100%.
And I love it. I love it. I'm doing a photo shoot with Andrea Blakesberg. I'll post to hers on Wise Woman. It's called Wise Woman. So it's like women over 40 in their 40s and 50s. And I'm super excited about it.
We're both doing one. You're doing it with her. Yeah. I have to push mine back a little bit to May, but
40 over 40.
Yeah, the 40 over 40 campaign.
It's so cool. So we'll post links to both of those because it really is a unique experience. And one of the ones I'm going to post is like, because she wants you to just show up in the camera as what is the most you. And so one of the things I'm going to post is in a workout outfit because I'm like, right now, I got some guns. Like, they're coming in.
Look
you know?
At those
like,
guns.
Yeah. And this is what I like the most because as I hit 50, you know, in 3 years, this is what's going to keep me young. 100% is muscle. So I'm super excited. I'm so excited for your journey too. Like, I hope you love it.
I can't wait. And I'm so excited to start this because this wasn't even a thing a few years ago. And if it was, I didn't hear about it. Because I think women are always trying to find the latest and greatest.
Right.
What's next? What's the new trend?
Yeah.
But because I have such a family history and I need to watch my sugar as it is, it's kind of like a double whammy in a positive way. Because I'm going to be eating healthier and my sugar is going to be
absolutely
managed.
It makes people like PCOS, which is a blood sugar issue. Type 2 diabetes, people get off their meds on this. Like, that's why they made Ozempic in the beginning, right? And they say that it's really going to be Mounjaro or Zepbound will be the number one best-selling drug of all time. Now, the difference is those come in a pen. They're patented. They're trademarked. So I'm not trying to steal their trademark. We're just talking about what's out there in the world. But they have a patented pen that all you have to do is press a button. So right now, those are on the FDA's short supply list. So places like Prime IV, med spas, we can get a provider to prescribe it for people. It's compounded. So we have compounding pharmacies. It's the same exact active ingredient. And that's a lot of the myths out there. Like, people think that this is not the same. It's 100% the same. The only difference is the delivery method. So you will get it and you have to do it in an insulin needle. They get it in this patented pen that does make it easier because you just put it against your belly, press a button, and it injects the needle for you. You have to poke the needle through the skin and you've done it. It's not that big of a deal. Some people have a hard time with it. I get they don't like needles, but that's a difference. And, you know, also that I think part of the myth around it was Hollywood. Because you've got Hollywood using this that needed to lose 15 pounds. You know, I think it was last year, not this year, that the host of the Oscar made a joke about, oh, look, everybody's on Ozempic in this room. You know, like, it's been around for a while. And that's a case of, like, providers. Because, of course, Hollywood doctors, an actress comes in and she needs to lose 15 pounds. And she's not really, like, most doctors would not put her on Ozempic. Because she's not a candidate. Like, my protocols, you cannot put those people on that have a smaller body weight, a lower BMI on this. It has to be, for my clinic, a BMI of 27 with some comorbidities or 30 or higher. So there's a certain protocol for that, whereas if I'm just a nurse practitioner or doctor elsewhere, I can use it for however I want. And that's how people are getting it, is outside of this. This is the standard protocol for Ozempic and Mounjaro and tirzepatide and semaglutide for my spa. So it has certain, like, rules that we adhere to. Not every provider, doctor, nurse practitioner, PA does. So
important to say that. I love that. And I love your office staff. I went in. They were so great.
Yeah, they're good.
And I had such a pleasant experience from the moment I walked in. They were great. And so I'm excited to give it a shot, ladies.
Awesome.
For sure.
So we're running out of time. But just so that you know, we're all on a thread together. Mm. And I was one of those people that I texted her every 5 minutes. I feel this. I feel that.
That'll be
do
me.
I do this? So feel free, because you're going to want to. You're going to be so curious and you're going to be excited. And this is going to be awesome to do an update with you. We should do once a month. We should do a little update with you to see where you're at. It's going to keep you accountable.
Yes. I need to be
Can we do pictures?
Yeah.
I can't wait. I wish I had better pictures.
Should I take some over the weekend?
Yes.
Yeah.
Your exercise outfit you're comfortable in, and we'll just keep you in that for all the pictures. Because even if it gets bigger, you can hold it out, you know?
True.
I've donated, 80% of my clothes are gone. Gone.
That's so awesome.
And she's always like, I thought you had a lot of clothes. I'm like, I have nothing. So.
I love this.
Anyway, super exciting.
Yay.
All right. So be sure we're going to be back with some more episodes. We don't actually have them planned yet. So that'll be a new exciting journey and mystery. So be sure to
stay tuned.